Welcome to the AI HR Daily Podcast, brought to you by Ovi. I'm your host, and today we're talking about the talent engineering stack and why most recruiting teams are paying for four separate tools when one platform might do all the work. If you want to stay on top of AI and HR, hit follow so you don't miss an episode. Here's the stat that grabbed me. Nearly 80% of organizations now have AI integrated into their recruiting technology. 8 in 10. And yet, most talent teams still stitch together a sourcing tool, a legacy ATS, a screening platform, and a separate analytics dashboard. Four vendors, four contracts, four sets of data that don't quite sync. The result? Expensive to maintain, hard to audit, and full of data silos. A talent engineering stack is supposed to fix that. Think of it this way. If recruiting were software development, most companies are running handwritten scripts across four different servers with no shared database. The stack is the cloud-native rewrite. One system, one candidate history, reproducible rubrics, measurable pipelines. Four layers make up a modern stack. First, AI sourcing. Tools that scan LinkedIn, the open web, even your existing ATS history, and send personalized outreach automatically. Second, an AI-native ATS. And I mean native, not bolt-on AI features sitting on top of a legacy menu system. Real AI native means you manage the whole pipeline through natural language commands. Third, AI screening. Tools that score CVs against configurable rubrics and run first-round audio-only conversations with candidates before any recruiter time is spent. And fourth, analytics. The feedback loop that turns recruiting from an art into engineering. Time to fill, conversion rates, source quality, quality of hire signals. So who actually covers all four layers in 2026? We looked at four platforms. GEM is the sourcing powerhouse. 4.8 on G2, over 1,000 enterprise customers including DoorDash, Zillow, and Asana. Strong CRM, strong outreach. But GEM's ATS product is still described as early stage and there's no native screening. You're going to need more tools. Ashby made a significant move in May 2026, acquired Talent Llama, and launched AI agents and MCP support. Really interesting trajectory. But their AI interviewer is still in private beta, not generally available, and native sourcing is limited. Strong ATS, not yet a full stack. Greenhouse is the established workhorse. Solid, trusted, great analytics. But its AI features are add-ons layered on top, not architecturally native. No built-in sourcing or screening. It's an ATS first, and everything else requires an integration. OVI is the only platform in this comparison that natively covers all four layers. Sora handles sourcing, scans candidates, sends personalized follow-ups automatically. Milo handles screening, scores CVs against a custom rubric, then runs audio-only chats with candidates before any recruiter touches the pipeline. The whole thing runs through a single chat interface with one shared candidate graph. No module-to-module handoffs because there are no modules. Pricing is transparent. $29 a month on the launch plan, $99 on starter. A 5-minute AI audio screening session costs roughly $2.50, compared to $50 to $300 for a human phone screen. If you're running high-volume hiring, that math moves fast. On compliance, OVI's design is human-in-the-loop by default. The AI provides decision support, but final hiring calls stay with the recruiter. No biometric analysis, no voice characteristic scoring, no facial recognition, no emotion detection. Analysis is transcript content only. That posture aligns with GDPR, the EU AI Act, and NYC Local Law 144, which increasingly matters for teams hiring across multiple jurisdictions. The bottom line for buyers, the core decision in 2026 is build versus buy. You can assemble a best-of-breed stack across multiple vendors, and if you have an existing ATS with years of data and a dedicated recruiting ops team, that path makes sense. Or you can start with a platform built as one system from day one, where sourcing, screening, and your ATS share a single candidate record. Thanks for listening to AI HR Daily, brought to you by OVI. If this was useful, hit follow and we'll see you in the next episode.